for Texas. Shall I call you a cab?
Why, yes, thank you.
Oh, taxi.
Where to, Mr. Texas?
Well, driver, I'm out for an evening entertainment. Let's try the town leading spot. See, I want to report. Gallows, that's the guy.
Okay, Mr. Texas. You're the boss. Where shall we go?
Well, let's go right on down to Sammy's original drive-in at 1516 Greenville Avenue, taxi. And by the way, while I'm sitting in here with you, would you mind turning on your radio and tune it into KSKY, if you don't mind? That's a pretty good station, I find, by and large.
Let's listen to the Midnight Masquerade, done for you by Blue Baron and the orchestra.
To the original Sammy's Drive-In at 1516 Greenville. That's their fine new modern building over there, but the original one is all one that all Dallas remembers. Over the last 10 years, I know, and even back to that. They've certainly specialized on this fast, courteous service in the good old Sammy style. We all remember that splendid style, that curb service that's going on, hustling after shows at night and all during the day. And, I see they still have those fine steak sandwiches. Boy, they sure are good. I don't know how many things of these I can eat. I'd like to eat them all. Let's see. Hamburgers? Mmm. And look at those fountain specials. Boy, do they look good. Oh, that banana split over there. Well, not for me tonight. And, let's see now. You can see in the kitchen. Good clean kitchen. You know, a clean kitchen is certainly a trademark of a good restaurant. These chefs here have been working for a long time with Sammy's, and they really know what the Sammy customers want. Experience is a good teacher. At least so they tell me. Of course, I wouldn't know. And it's pretty inexpensive. This, you can get a good full meal here for very little. And is it cool and comfortable in here? Well, it's a good place to bring your friends, according to Sammy's slogan, and meet your friends. Bring your friends and meet them at Sammy's. It's preferred by people with good taste, says Sammy, and I think Sammy's about right on that. Well, we'll take down these notes here because we'll get out a good report in the morning on this tonight, and I'm about full up myself, and furthermore, I have some more places to go, so I guess if we'll start take driver, let's take a ride now out to Oaklawn section, because we're headed for the Southern House. And don't forget now, let's tune up that music, because we want to hear old KSKY. They certainly have worlds and worlds of music on that station, all good to listen to. Well, let's go.
Chihuahua,
Chihuahua.
My bambino go to sleep. Chihuahua, Chihuahua.
Chihuahua, Chihuahua.
Chocolat Goomba, Chibaba Chibaba,
Chihuahua,
my bambino goes to sleep. All the father in the sky, ready to say goodbye. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes,
Mama will hold you tight
while she sings a lullaby to you. Chibaba Chibaba,
Chihuahua in Chihuahua.
Chocolat Goomba, Chibaba Chibaba,
Chihuahua.
My bambino go to sleep.
Okay, driver. I see we're pulling up toward the southern house here at 3817 Lemon, so I think I'll get up. Well, well, well. Boy, are those. Is that an attractive looking old mansion? I should say it is. Look at those lights shining through the windows, and we step in, and we see that everything is in very good order today. I'm hungry for some reason. I'm still hungry. In fact, as long as I stay on this trip, I can't help but be hungry with all these tempting things that are presented before our eyes here. Charcoal boiled steaks and chicken served with Kilpatrick potatoes. Now, just think about that. Just think about it. And garlic toast. Have you ever had garlic toast? I bet you never have, unless you visited the Southern Mansion, or rather the Southern House here at 3817 Lemon near Oak Lawn. And right in the middle of the floor, if you gaze upon it, you'll see the charcoal broiler, which is preparing your steak or other things which you might possibly have broiled over charcoal. And it certainly gives out a good smell. Alexander, I hear music upstairs, and that's Alexander, I know, at the piano. Alexander came to wash dishes, but he hasn't been washing dishes for quite a while, because although Alexander doesn't necessarily play things as they are written on the page, he makes up music and plays it in his own manner, boogie-woogie style, almost any style that you want to hear. And if he's feeling in the right mood, he'll compose his own words. If you want to go upstairs and listen to him, you really have a good time. It's nice and cool in here. And it's a well-set-up place with tables and nice attractive tables and booths. And I see that they're pretty busy outside. As I look out the window here, everybody driving up to the outside, and they're served by that good curb service that they have. Personally, I like it inside here. It's air-conditioned, and boy, it's comfortable, and the food is good. And in case, let's see if those jumbo hamburgers are selling well tonight. They're served with waffle potatoes, and they only cost 20 cents. Well, it's a pretty good place. They're open. It's an evening place. They don't open till 5:30 in the afternoon, but they're open till 2 o'clock in the morning. If you happen to go to a baseball game or a wrestling match or have a private dance or any kind of a party, it's a grand place to finish off the evening. Well, time's a-flying. Must be gone. Okay, driver. And now I suppose we take off to the Fort Worth cutoff and have a shot at Sybil before we finish up our report for this evening. Oh boy, that music sounds good. Good old KSKY.
Listening to Charlie Seaback's arrangement, though.
When I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda, and lately it seems in all of my dreams I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me for Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I've missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
Well, driver, time's a flying, but I see we have time to drop into Sybil's out here, when the auto is cut off, and Davis, just for a few minutes. Well, you know, talking about Sybil is always a pleasure, because Sybil has been in Dallas here since before the war. It's hard to say that it's actually in Dallas. It's on the edge of Dallas heading toward Fort Worth, or on the edge of Dallas heading from Fort Worth, and it's right there at the cutoff on a corner, and all those good-looking girls come out and service your car in case you don't want to go in, and if you do want to go in, the booths are comfortable, it's air-conditioned, and lo and behold, I see a jukebox over there in the corner. Driver, you got a nickel on you. You pay me now. Maybe I'll pay you later. Here goes a nickel in the jukebox. Okay, let's have some music. That's a good number. Well, let's talk a little bit about Sybil's. We're out here for just a short time. Sybil's is open until midnight every night. And that night is an exception to that. That's Saturday night when it's open till 1 in the morning. That's an exception toward the right way. And Sybil's cracks open at 6 o'clock in every morning. That makes very few shut-eye hours for Sybil's, but he doesn't care because he's there to give you good suppers. And when you're feeling like starting the day off, he's got a 35-cent club breakfast, which he thinks is just right for the guy who's got a long day ahead of him. And with my experience, we know that it is. At noontime, you can run on out there and get a 50-cent plate lunch. Now, what more can you ask for? And let's just mention a few of the things that Sybil has to eat. They specialize in steaks and chicken and in seafood. Of course, Sybil has always been famous for chicken. Let's mention a few. Steak and seafood are there to offer you a compromise if you're not feeling just exactly like chicken. And boy, those tempting biscuits. That's the Texas special. Everybody who comes to Texas finds out sooner or later about hot buttered rolls. Well, it makes it hard to leave Texas after we've had a few of those, but it makes it awful easy to come back again. But we weren't on the subject of Texas. We're on the subject of Sybil's, where they have some good sandwiches of all kinds, including the famous barbecue beef. And those Sybil hamburgers, well, you just bite into one and see how it feels. Well, I see our time is running out, driver. I've got a report to turn in and a deadline to make. So this completes, I guess, our mythical tour of Big D After Dark for this evening. Okay, driver, off we go for home.
The different places of amusement and relaxation will prove helpful to you when you yourself will be out to see Dallas After Dark. Be with us again at this same time tomorrow when we invite you to accompany us on another mythical trip around Dallas After Dark. The music on the preceding program and the program to follow by record.